Tolls.
The fight continues. Hopefully, you're participating. Seems like there's a lot of interest on our Facebook page. When I post something, it gets a zillion shares.
Twitter as well, yep.
And that's the key, is to share it, get it out there, and call your legislator. And then call every legislator you can. It's the only way to do this. And I know it seems like, well, they're going to get it. Eventually, they're going to get it. Maybe. But it's like a fight. You want to just get to the end of each round, and maybe you get a lucky shot in the next one.
Right.
So let's not think too far down the line. Let's just think about this quarter right now. We can win this one. Let's win this one.
These are battles.
If we could stop this, then look how much money we save everybody. This is our state, by the way.
It's in our best interest to fight this.
It's not up to a group of people who have been in Hartford for a long time, who don't know how to spend money, who just want to blow it out, give it to their friends. It's not up to them to wreck this place. You know?
Yes.
I'm second generation here. You know, Chaz is third. I don't want it to end at three.
No.
I don't. And F these people who think, oh, we need some money, just get some more. And I really think that if you look at the numbers, if you knew what was about to happen, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You ever see someone who, those funny videos where, like, someone's drunk and you see them, like, they're doing something stupid?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, they're trying to do a backflip or, you know, they're, you know, one of these drunk people doing things, Instagram page.
Yes.
And you're looking, you're like, they have no idea what's about to happen. If they did, they would not do this.
Yeah, I can see it. They can't see it.
Oh, yeah, this could be bad.
Right. Like a plane hanging for a mountain, for example. You know they got to pull up any
teetering.
Moment now.
Yeah.
You got to pull up. Pull up!
I truly believe if everyone realized how bad this was about to be for this place, that they'd get involved. They'd really get involved. And we have to get involved. I was shocked to learn that the people who were elected to fight for us in Hartford, really, are they fighting or they're kind of yawning, stretching their arms and pointing? Here, you go talk to that guy.
Right.
When I'm getting pointed to Patrick Sasser's website by someone in Hartford who should be fighting, there's a problem.
Big problem. Huge.
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 Big time. We got a problem. Big problem.
Huge.
We have to do this. Phil, if you're going to settle down here and have children, you better get involved.
Phil's like, what?
Pam, you're out of here. You don't care. You're on some ship.
Eventually come back.
Yeah. You want to rescue people, Pam? Start now.
There you go. Here's your rescue. You have your mission.
That's right. Look, last time around, even AJ got involved. When AJ got involved, I said to myself, when people like AJ are getting involved, this is good. It's good.
Thank you, I think.
Yeah.
No, it is good. You helped.
I tried.
Who made a phone call helped. And it's time to do it again.
I sound like a blithering idiot, but yeah.
And look, I know that people say, well, you know, New York and Massachusetts have tolls.
That's their number one fight.
They have tolls on bridges. They don't have mileage tax tolls all over New York.
There's that. However, Connecticut is already so friggin' taxed. Like, trust me, we made up for not having tolls.
Exactly,
yeah. We're already paying for not having tolls.
Uh-huh. Twice over.
We have, this is from Toni Bouchard. She's a former state senator, a businesswoman. And she wrote a really well-written letter, and most of it is up on our Chaz and AJ Facebook page. So she wrote, yes, it's true. In many states, tolls are commonplace. However, what is not commonplace is the volume of taxes that Connecticut has that other states do not.
Mm.
We have a progressive and non-deductible income tax. We have high car property taxes, 8% gross petroleum gas tax on the high gas excise tax, real estate conveyance tax, gift and estate taxes, Social Security and pension taxes, luxury state tax, double professional licensure fees, one of the highest property taxes in the country, hundreds of more taxes on everyday services, including a yoga tax.
Is it yoga tax?
A yoga?
Yoga?
Yoga? I used to love doing yoga.
Especially hot yoga.
I'm sorry, so you're breaking your own law. I'd be bamboozled.
No, but that's their argument. Well, other states have tolls.
Yoga.
Yeah. Tax. But you already cleaned their clocks.
How do you tax yoga?
I don't know.
Well, you are
downward dog
over.
Tax? What the hell is that?
Is downward dog more expensive than...
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Isn't yoga a form of relaxation? So how do you relax? You go, I got to pay a tax on this stuff.
Right.
Yeah. You seem tense. Well, there's a freaking tax on this.
This used to
right
be relaxing.
Yeah.
They like us in that position, though.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Yes. Downward dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the bent over. It's a bent over resident, they call it. Yes.
Yeah.
Right. They grab your ankles.
It's time to get involved, people. Time to get involved.
Got to do something.
And then they say there's no money. And then they say the lockbox. All right, so one, there's no money. We got to fix stuff, right?
Stop giving out the damn key.
I have really? A letter from a person who is in the Lumber Dealers Association of Connecticut and serves as the legislative chair and lobby in conjunction with many other organizations. And he said, in 2017, Connecticut received $700 million in federal transportation funds, of which the state had to post 20%. So you put up 20%, you get $700 million. So that means we had $840 million.
Keyword head.
Where did it go?
Where'd it go? I'm going to check the couch. Look at the floor.
What projects was it used for? What was the cost and time overruns? Were there penalties for the contractors? It's the old follow the money. So they make this argument, we need money to... You don't need any more money. You got to stop wasting money.
Yeah, you had money. What'd you do with it?
You have money, you're ruining it. Yeah. You're wasting it.
Right.
You're throwing it away.
Just give it to me next time.
$840 million. So that argument doesn't hold water. You don't need money.
You don't need money.
You don't need money.
You don't need money.
No, it's, you know, we used this analogy last time. It's like the kid who you give an allowance to. Mm-hmm. They go out, they blow it on candy, and then they come back. Mm-hmm. And like, I need more money. No. I need money for lunch. I gave you money for lunch. What'd you spend it on? Candy. Well, you're screwed.
Right. Tough taillights.
Right. The other argument is,
well, we have a lockbox now, so the money's protected.
Oh, really?
The lockbox. Oh, well, that makes it different.
A lockbox, which we just voted in, right? Did anyone see the governor's budget? Mm-hmm. You know, the first thing he did with a lockbox is break the lockbox.
Yep. Bust it right open there.
Right.
TV.
All the lockbox is transportation money has to be spent on the roads.
Right.
First thing he does, caps off car taxes at 8%. That's all that can go into the lockbox. Is this math difficult for you?
Every math. Difficult, but go ahead.
No, yeah, pretty much. I realize that. I know it's morning. It's early. It's like, I don't want to hear this. This is, oh no, you want to hear this now. You don't want to hear it a year from now when every 6 miles you're getting it up to woohoo. Woohoo.
Oh, the old woohoo. Yeah.
Woohoo.
I'm like, hey. Mm-hmm. Like, woohoo, be happy.
Yeah. Anyway, the lockbox is BS. He already broke it. His budget. Break. So when they say, oh, well, it's protected by a lockbox. No, it's not. No, it's not.
There's no lockbox.
There's no lockbox. Woohoo. 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 Every 6 miles. Woohoo.
Woohoo.
Woohoo. Yeah. I just felt a little finger up my butt.
Woohoo. Huh?
Woohoo.
Right.
Woohoo.
Woo.
Woohoo.
Hey. Oops.
It's really not going to be driving that's bad. It's going to be that bill that comes at the end of the month.
Yeah, there's your woohoo.
And then they're projecting, oh, well, you know, from New Haven to Hartford, it's only going to cost $1.54.
Oh, really? Is that based on your congestion prices?
Right.
Mm. Oh, you know, all these numbers are fake.
Holiday weekends are going to jack that sucker up.
Oh yeah. Morning commute.
Crank it up.
No, but they also want to create a transportation authority.
Right. That's them creating jobs, Chaz. They said they're going to create jobs.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to make jobs.
Yeah.
More jobs for our friends and cousins and nephews.
Yeah, we know mm-hmm. what kind of job that is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Woohoo.
So how's it be?
Woohoo.
Mm-hmm.
Woohoo.
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 Right ass, baby. Cold hands.
I got an email from a police officer. I don't want to say which town, but he said he's not going to be able to do it.
Not going to do it.
Not going to be able to do it.
Not going to do it.
Can't do it. Not going to do it.
Woohoo.
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 Oh, got it right there in the butt again. Not going to do it. Oh,
I got a text from Patrick Sasser. Let's see if we have that list yet.
Mm.
Yeah. He just sent me toll information for him.
Oh, that's nice, then.
Woohoo.
Tell us a good morning.
Woohoo.
Morning, Pat.
My thing is, this fight can't be, well, go to this town hall meeting and listen to a bunch of people who don't want tolls. There has to be a really good website that gives you all the information you need, and then you need to call in, and part of the information needs to be, who are we calling? Give me a list of phone numbers. Is it that friggin' hard?
We need a march on the Capitol.
Do I have to do this?
We need a march on the Capitol. We need everybody. Just get out there and just march to the Capitol.
No, AJ, I thought, you know, I wasn't in at first. I'm like, election, this, that, I'm done.
Yeah.
No, but this is, as I'm reading the facts, I'm like, this is going to be devastating.
Catastrophic.
No, and I'm not going to, like, you know, if I lose, fine. We lose, fine. You know, not going to be fine. But we at least have to try.
Right.
Got to put up a fight.
Gotta put up a fight.
Got to do something.
No, screw these people. Arsimowitz is gonna retire. He already said he's not gonna run. This guy's gonna take his pension and go to Florida. What does he care?
Nope.
We're stuck here.
Yep.
Well, you know, not stuck.
What keyword stuck? Yeah. Well, you can say stuck.
Yeah.
You can say stuck.
There's your slogan.
Right.
Get rid of Still Revolutionary. Connecticut. We're stuck here.
I like it. I like it. I'm gonna tweet that out.
We're stuck. On Connecticut. And then on, you cross out, and then right in.
Right.
There's your slogan.
Yeah.
And we know where they're
stuck in Connecticut.
And we know where they stuck it, too.
Yeah. There's a 10-mile span in Virginia. They have congestion prices, $46 one way.
$46.
Do you think that Connecticut's going to be the lowest on anything? We will, with their proposal, become the most tolled state in the United States. First swipe.
Wow. So that, number one is something.
Shane Lewis is here. He was on Naked and Afraid and other celebrity-type shows.
Yeah.
Reality shows.
Mm-hmm.
You were on Ashley Madison?
Yeah, for about 2.5 years.
Wow.
That's a website designed for married people?
Correct. I went on it because I thought it would be easier than dating single girls because there's just so much drama. And I was like, oh, this is unbelievable.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm not, I don't want to paint with a Wagner and make myself look like a total DB, but in my experience, it was like I work in construction, my hands are dirty, like I make good money, I travel around the world, and all anyone cares about is what kind of car I drive. So I was like, listen, I'm a guy, I need some attention too. And at first it was fun because, you know, you take a single girl out, she's like, hold the door for me, do this, do that, blah, blah, blah. You take a married woman out and you hand her roses, she's like, oh, thank you so much, this was awesome, I really appreciate the attention.
Yeah,
I was like, okay, this is nice.
This
like,
could work, yeah.
Someone actually cares that I'm showing them attention. So
right.
At first it was kind of fun.
Is the relationship mostly physical or...
Well, what I've learned is that men cheat for physical and women cheat for emotional needs. So the number one day that women begin cheating is the day after Mother's Day.
Oh.
Believe it or not.
Really?
We just had enough. Like, the disrespect.
Isn't that weird?
That's a weird number, but that's the
gift.
Stats.
Yeah.
Is that weird that he would know that?
Huh?
Yeah,
I'm a numbers guy. Sorry, guys.
It shows he did his research.
I did my research.
Yeah.
Yeah. So be on there. The day after Mother's Day.
I guess exactly. If that's what you're looking for.
It's like
I mean.
Cyber Monday. It's Mommy Monday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Me time.
Right.
Monday.
Cyber.
I do want to make it very clear. I am not on there anymore, and I have not been on there since I got into media, because it's not safe for someone in the media to play that kind of game.
Gotcha.
So
right.
Once I got into media, I was like, no, I can't do this anymore.
Were you afraid that a husband would find you and kill you?
Neither and afraid.
I actually had a husband stalk his wife to my place.
That'd be Ashley Madison.
And showed her pictures of her car parked in my driveway. I was nervous at that moment. Like, oh, wow, what's going to happen to me as I turn my back somewhere? Because apparently he was an unstable person.
Oh, gotcha. Well, that's the whole stalking
even
thing.
If a non-unstable person found out, I think they'd be pissed, no?
No, I agree. I mean, my ex-wife cheated on me. That's one of the reasons why we got divorced. So, yes, I mean, I know what it feels like, yeah. Yeah.
Some guys be like, thank God.
But at the time, I was trying to get attention.
Yeah,
that wasn't,
money,
you know, drama
again.
And somebody, you know, beating me up or whatever.
Right. Yeah. I'm off the hook. Woo!
No. I was definitely guilty. I'm not
that
I was...
How many married women were you with?
I probably dated...
Jesus, you don't even
maybe
know
a dozen.
The answer.
Maybe a dozen.
Maybe more than a dozen.
Yeah. Maybe a dozen.
He has to think.
Right.
Maybe a dozen.
Wow.
Yeah, he had the Madison snack pack.
Wow. You have to think. That's a lot.
That's a lot if you have to think.
Yeah.
Right.
You need to, like, use multiple hands to count.
Yeah.
Oh. I ran out of fingers.
God only gave me two, Pam. God only gave me two.
Right. And when you run out of hands and fingers and toes,
yeah.
You need something else.
Holy crap.
Wow.
All right, well, give us some highlights.
Sure. I'll tell you a really funny story. One of my buddies, we'll just call him Peter for sake.
Peter.
So I go on a date with a girl, and, you know, we meet. We're at the Milford Beach at the Tower House, and I brought coffee and what she wanted and all that's kind of, you know, talk and whatnot.
That's
we start
a cute
getting along.
Date.
It's really, yeah, I thought it was nice sitting up there, you know. Just
where's she from?
I want to say the Wallingford area.
Okay.
All right.
It still seems like you're way out. You know, it's too public. Mm-hmm. No.
True.
While that was, you know, there's some of them prefer public, some of them don't. Really depends on how safe the person is. Some of them want complete privacy. Some of them want complete public, like on the first meeting.
Right.
That's weird.
Like so I'm sitting up there and we're talking. Everything's going great, you know, and then she asked me about some stupid movie, Twilight, which I think is the dumbest vampire movie I've ever seen in my life.
Gotcha.
So I go off my little tirade about what I can't stand about Twilight. And apparently, she's a huge fan.
Whoops.
So she gets up and walks away. So my buddy is on the same side. He's going through a nasty divorce. And I was like, listen, if you're looking for just some attention, do this. And he talks to me about this girl. And I said, do not use the Twilight reference. If she asks you about Twilight, say you love it. It's a great movie. Well, he had a good night.
There you go.
No,
that's all.
Yeah,
ever.
He woke up a couple of days later, and she was in his apartment at the foot of his bed because he forgot to lock his door. I was like, "Thank God, I don't like Twilight."
Wow. See, faking the movie is like faking orgasm nowadays. Yeah.
Yeah, but wouldn't you have to watch the movie so you could reference
yeah,
characters
talk about
or
it.
At least
yeah.
go to the wiki page?
Yeah.
Can't help you there.
Or something. Yeah.
He had posters on his wall.
Yeah, really.
What do you think she would have said, or what would you have said if someone walked up and said, Mary? What are you... Who is this? You know?
I guess...
You take a married person out.
We're taking Twilight.
I don't know.
Right.
guess it would have been a very uncomfortable moment in time. Mm. It would have been very, very uncomfortable.
Not your problem, though. Kind of hers.
Well, yeah. No, it's equal. I mean, I'm not totally innocent in this situation. Like, I'm not going to paint a picture that I'm, like, this innocent man. Like, deplorable behavior.
Right. If you're already doing douchebag kind of stuff, you can look at the person and say, I didn't know you were married.
I'm just as shocked as you are.
Right.
Married?
Yeah.
So I suppose you could try to play it off like that, as long as the body language doesn't give you away in public, I suppose.
Right, but so you don't work out a cover story? Like, hey, if anyone walks over and recognizes me, you're my kid's soccer coach. I don't know.
Right.
Whatever.
I never had that conversation, but I suppose it would be prudent to have that conversation
just
pragmatically.
Seems like people would cover their tracks better, but I think I'm giving people too much credit.
I think you're definitely giving me too much credit.
You're getting an estimate from a contractor. Done.
Why are you making out with the soccer
that's
coach,
good.
Though?
Yeah. You're a contractor.
Yeah, you're a contractor. So,
to get a better deal.
Yeah.
He's
going to give me a better kitchen. He's
going to
work on my pipe
fittings. Oh, you guys are having champagne and flowers, talking about the getting new outlets.
Well, you know it's going to be a really difficult job.
You know, it's going to be a tough job.
I'll problem my plumbing.
Trying to get the best price
exactly,
possible.
Exactly, right.
Wow. So you had a husband stalk you?
Yeah, well, I never met him, but, you know, the
he stalked the wife. He followed the wife
me
to
that,
your place?
Correct.
All right, Pam, sit up straight. Coast Guard's here.
Yes, yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Chief Sebastian Durda is Chief Boatswain Mate, U.S. Coast Guard.
Yes.
And in 19 and a half years.
Wow. That's correct.
Thank you.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
How do you think Pam's going to do?
I think she'll do wonderful. She already meets all these standards.
Would you say anything different if you thought different?
No, absolutely not. She already meets and exceeds the teenage standards. So even with her having the older requirements.
Right.
When she went in for the PT test that we did for her a couple of days ago, she already met and exceeded, you know, the teenage kids' requirements.
That's
and
incredible.
She's already obviously older, so she'll have no problem doing it.
She's going to Snapchat what?
Obviously older.
She got the couch,
she's
basically.
She's obviously older.
Right, she got the couch, basically, is what you say.
Yeah, I think she'll do wonderful.
How tough is boot camp?
It's going to be tough.
Really?
Coast Guard apparently is the second toughest boot camp there is.
The second?
Next to the Marines.
Really?
Seriously?
Absolutely.
I did not picture that.
Why is that?
A lot of unofficial stress. You know, they try to make you and break you, break all the street habits that you have.
Oh, I'd love to get a movie of this.
And
make
you part of the team.
That would be so awesome.
Can you give her a helmet cam or something? You know,
Coast Guard
what's the rate of people failing out?
Not necessarily a big rate of failing out. They get the chance to stay a little bit longer in boot camp.
Gotcha. And they hold
you back. Like detention.
Yeah, exactly.
So
they hold you back.
The typical boot camp is 8 weeks, and, you know, for most applicants, and some needs to stay a little bit longer.
Oh. I think Pam will be fantastic, but what are the chances of someone not making it? Does that happen?
There is chances. I mean, people quit because they realize it's not for them.
They purposely just say,
you know what, I don't want to do this.
This isn't for me.
Yep.
What is it that drives people to do that? The discipline, the yes or no, sir.
I think the screaming, yes or no, discipline. You know, a lot of people get disconnected. You know, the social media, the phones. When you go to boot camp, all that stuff get taken away from you.
Oh, so if somebody in the Coast Guard says to a recruit, "You did something wrong," and that recruit talks back, what happens after that?
You get reprimanded.
Like how?
Extra push-ups, or you get sent to this special squad.
A special squad.
Yes.
Right. Oh, a special squad.
Like the remedial squad.
Yeah,
basically.
It's like a remedial. You get a remedial attention, and then you get special love.
So if I text with Pam, "How you doing, Pam?"
And she's
part of the special squad.
It's not a good thing.
Right. Yep.
It sounds fun, though.
Sounds elite.
Yeah. It does.
It does.
I'm part of the special squad. They put me in the special squad.
It's in quotation marks.
A lot of people,
part.
When they come back from that special squad, they appreciate going there because they get extra love, and they're just that much more motivated and then
when you say love, what do you mean, really?
Extra push-ups,
extra
sit-ups,
caring.
Extra screaming,
right?
Stuff like that. So nobody will touch
Coast,
you.
I never thought of the Coast Guard as being that rigid and that difficult.
It's rigid, you know why? Because Coast Guard is a little bit special, a little bit different than all the other military branches.
How's that?
You got 18, 19-year-old kids that graduate boot camp and they go to these technical schools. And the next thing you know, are they driving, $500,000 boat for a search and rescue case.
Nice.
Half a million seems a low number for what you have.
Small boat stations. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Obviously, we got cutters and, patrol boats that are, a little bit more ran by higher ranking officers.
But in the Army, you might drive them. $3-10 million tank, right?
But it's different. In the Army, if you're driving a tank, you're probably higher up. You've been in the Army for X amount of
years.
Chances
of being shot at in the Army seems a little bit higher than in the Coast Guard, right?
Absolutely.
You would think that their training would be more difficult than the Coast Guard. I'm surprised by saying that it's the second hardest. Now, if I talk to Army, Navy, would they say, yeah, Coast Guard's harder?
Probably.
Than what we have. Really?
Nice. Probably.
They say, thank God, so I joined this. Yeah.
You would think the Navy would be harder.
You would think, yes.
You would think the Air Force would be harder.
Right.
No.
Right.
So the Coast Guard's second hardest boot camp.
All right, where you go, Pam?
Yep.
All right.
I'm very nervous.
Yeah, she looks shorter all of a sudden.
But you say the rate of failing out or dropping out is low.
It is low. If you want to make it in the boot camp, you will make it. Coast Guard will not kick you out unless you literally quit. Boot camp is not...
Pam, you'll be fine.
Boot camp is not designed to, put people in and then kick them out. It's to teach them.
So Pam got through all the hardest parts.
She got through all the hardest things.
She's done.
She got waivers.
Have you signed, Pam? Are you done?
Next week.
She's doing
next week you sign.
Delayed entry program next week, and then I believe she's shipping in May.
Yep.
Yeah.
So she's going in May.
Wow.
And then after that, she's going to technical school.
Once you sign that paper, that's it. You're really owned... By the United
States
government.
By the United States government for 8 years.
She just shipped.
Eight?
She just shipped herself.
8 years on paper,
eight
and then
years.
I believe she's doing 4 years of active duty contract.
Yeah.
Wow.
So everybody
Wait,
goes.
What?
Everybody's
Hold on.
Going
Hold
into
on.
The military, signs so an 8 year contract.
8 years. So what is four service and four?
Right. So it's four active duty and then four inactive ready reserve.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So like if you complete 4 years of service, then you'll get out, and then you're just floating out there in the cloud in case something happens. The government can recall you back to service.
How old is Pam going to be in 8 years?
I don't know.
44.
Is she right now?
44?
44.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right. I'm a young 35 right now.
Yeah, very
young.
Oh, totally.
Very totally young. Right?
We saw
totally.
You. We saw you.
You're beating teenagers in the test, Pam.
she beat all the teenage standards.
Well. What's the pay like?
So, obviously... When you're starting off, you get a pay scale. And then in addition to your pay scale, you get housing allowance, uniform allowance, food allowance.
Housing allowance? Why wouldn't we cover that for you guys?
It's part of the benefits.
Gotcha.
No, but I mean, why would you have an allowance? Why wouldn't we just provide housing for Coaster?
Because not everywhere it's affordable. Well, not necessarily affordable, but cost efficient. Because Coast Guard is it's the smallest military branch. So sometimes to own government housing somewhere is just not, it's just not cost efficient.
Where is there a pension?
All military branches in January 2019, they went away with the 20-year retirement. And they went into like the 401k program.
Oh, okay.
So every branch no longer has 20-year retirement, how it used to be. But you can still get the 401k program, and then after 20 years, you'll still get a retirement pension at 40% rate versus a 50% rate.
Oh.
But the Coast Guard is also doing the you know, the 401k program where you put into it and they match contributions to your retirement plan.
Right.
So, all across the board.
Let's just say you're at boot camp and you took a look at Pam. What would the first thing you say? We need to straighten this out on this one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's as soon as they get off the bus, everybody gets yelled at.
Really?
I'm sure she's seen the videos. Mm-hmm. It's just 8 weeks, and it's not just 8 weeks.
Come on, she works here. She's used to that. So,
all you have to do is when you pull it into
boot camp. It's going to be a whole new world there.
Yeah, pull it into boot camp. Just listen for the air brakes on the bus.
Just picture an 8 week meeting with Keith.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
She might not make it.
Absolutely.
When I first saw the video, I did get sick to my stomach
a
little bit. I was
nervous. She definitely has something to prove.
I do. Yeah.
She has definitely something to prove.
Yeah. I'm going to be the oldest by far. By far. I can't. I have to be the best.
U.S. Coast Granny.
They'll be calling you ma'am.
Yep. Yeah, really.
You'll be fine.
So no timeout cards in boot camp for the Coast Guard?
No timeout cards.
What is a timeout card?
Apparently, the other military branches have some timeout cards that when the recruit feels stressed out, they can pull out this timeout card and they kind of get a little bit easier on them.
Unbelievable.
Really?
We don't have
really?
Those. We don't have those things. You either do it or you get special
attention. Exactly, like that. Yeah.
This is how America is being ruined.
Oh, my God. There's another timeout cards.
The snowflakes. I need a timeout.
I need a safe space for one, please.
Yeah, because you know, because if you're in a firefight.
Yes.
And you get stressed out.
Hold it! Do not shoot at them. Here's a timeout card.
Timeout!
Yeah, what? Okay, wait.
Timeout, everyone!
Wait, I will blow you up when you are done with your timeout. Okay, just let me know. I'll be here.
Need a snack?
I'm going to have a falafel while I'm waiting. Really?
Jesus.
Oh, no, do not shoot at him because he's wearing a timeout card.
Timeout card.
Oh, stop!
I just put a timeout card on my helmet.
Yeah, really?
What the hell?
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Timeout card.
I'm guessing the Marines don't have timeout cards.
I don't think so.
They're
the first
so.
One. So no, they're the toughest one.
And you guys don't have timeout cards.
Not that I know of.
They have takeout cards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Take them out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Take them out.
Takeout card. This one's to go.
Boom. Wow. Pam, you get no timeouts.
Look at that.
I don't get timeouts anywhere, so
this
I'm
is
dead.
True. This is true. Yeah,
yeah. Because this is brutal.
Yeah, I started having lunch.
The best experience you're gonna have is in the Shark Tank.
What is the Shark Tank?
So the Shark Tank is when everybody goes for their meals, and when they complete their meal, they single line to give the tray back to the dishwashers and stuff, and all the company commanders are just sit there and then just waiting. Praying on something wrong, the cup not flipped properly, or your shoes untied, your uniform not tucked in, and then you just get drilled right there on the spot.
This one ate the plate!
I think Pam's plate will be licked so clean.
Did you take a bite of the plate?
Someone microwave fish!
We actually have one company commander at our office. She's a female that used to be a company commander, and she's at our office right now, at the recruiting office.
No, just waiting.
Can I come in and practice with her?
You can try.
That means no.
You can try.
You can try.
I don't know if she's... Yeah.
I would say Pam from 6 years ago wouldn't make it.
No.
I think this Pam will make it.
Yeah.
She'll make it. She'll be fine. Like right. I said, she has something to prove. And, you know, she received a waiver and to go in the Coast Guard. And she's definitely one of those cases that if you quit purposely, you just... You wasted a lot of efforts for people to... give you an opportunity to be in the Coast Guard.
She might actually make one of the Coast Guard, you know, drill sergeants, you know, like quit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any job in the Coast Guard is
there's
available for
no
anybody.
No way.
I can't do it anymore. Oh, my God, this one won't listen.
I have 10 more years to retirement, but it's not worth it.
I wish I had a timeout card right now.
Pam likes to take naps. Is there a nap time during boot camp?
Oh, yeah.
No, absolutely not.
Oops.
How often do you get to eat there? Pam loves to eat.
You get 3 square meals.
That's it, 3.
Are there snacks?
Can you snack in between?
I believe there's some snack time, especially when you go to like range time or something like that in between. There are some, but I don't think it's often.
That's exactly what I want when someone's at range.
Yes.
With a loaded weapon. Yeah, right. Be eating something.
Right.
But it's, you know, limited in amounts and specific. It's not just something you can carry in your pocket.
Do you guys really need to have range time? Like, how often are you using guns, really?
I mean, every time we go on the mission, we're carrying guns.
Right,
especially law enforcement.
Especially, it's Coast Guard, you know, Coast Guard. One of the missions for the Coast Guard is the federal law enforcement.
Right.
We are the only military branch that is authorized to do federal law enforcement.
Around here, though, you're just going to be looking for drunk boaters, right? I think Miami, you know, you're going to have drug smuggling.
Runners,
you're going to have hurricanes.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
Up here, we own fisheries, drunk boaters, you know, vessel safety inspections, make sure that people, you know, are safe.
Right, really bad speedos.
Stuff like that. Yep. So
people get lost all the time.
They do.
Right.
Yep.
Pam's great with directions.
She's good at being lost.
But, you know, you just don't know which
Can
way.
Can we play in the 911
no,
call?
No, he's already heard it. He's heard it.
I heard it.
Wow.
We talked about it the other day.
Pam's got him trained. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Which ocean are you in? I don't know. It's a blue.
Hi, how are you?
And I don't even know my cutter number.
Well, hopefully she's not one of those OSs that when she creates a search pattern, it's not over the land.
Oh, no. You'll teach me all this stuff, right?
Oh, yeah, they will.
As opposed to. It's
what they do sometimes, they forget to switch assets. And when we go out there for search and rescue case, as a bosun's mate on the boat driving and doing search and rescue patterns, we have to plot it and verify it and make sure it's actually over the water. Because sometimes we do get them that are over the land. And
in the parking lot. You know,
this doesn't make sense.
This one's going to McDonald's.
Here's a YouTube video of some of the boot camp training.
158! 157! 158! 155! 154!
That sounds like my review.
I want this music, and I want a montage of Pam and boot camp, and I'll watch that for the rest of my life.
That was my review at the post.
This is Coast Guard boot camp.
What else did you say?
Before
I don't know. Can you say, what did you just say?
What time is snack time? Right.
I want time out!
And one thing a lot of people have struggling in boot camp too is you actually have to learn the ranks and rates of the company commanders, because we don't call them ma'am or sir. We actually have to call them by, you know, their rank. So,
oh,
like,
boy.
II Petty Officer Smith or II Petty Officer, you know, Jones.
Oh, boy.
Or II Chief, so on, so on. So it's not just, you know, sir, ma'am. It's actually, you have to look at the color device and actually look at them and actually recognize it.
How are you with that?
I haven't studied that part of the helmsman yet, because I'm still working on the general orders, and I'm learning, like, the cutters and aircraft
what
and boats
are the
and
general
everything.
Orders?
Well, it's the number six Happy Meal.
There's 11 of them.
There's 11.
11. Mm-hmm. What's number seven? Okay.
That's it.
To quit my post.
All right, we have Coast Guard guy in. He's big time Coast Guard guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Pam's joining the Coast Guard.
Yes.
Our buddy Matt from Montville, former Navy, is on the show. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Right. Thank you.
Morning.
Morning. So I have a quick question. I mean, my biggest question really is for Pam, and that is why she decided on joining the Coast Guard and not real armed service like the Navy. I'm a little disappointed. I'm not going to lie.
Smack talk going on here.
Yeah, where is this coming from, Matt?
You know that the Coast Guard is the oldest sea service.
Well, you know, I kind of understand it.
The
you
oldest
know,
sea service.
The Coast Guard is the oldest sea service.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Right, there was the coast and the Coast Guard.
Like I said, I kind of get it, because there is a height requirement if you're going to join the Navy. Whereas in the Coast Guard, you know, they don't go into deep enough water, so they can just kind of walk back to shore. So I get it, Pam. I understand.
So you have to be short in the Navy, right? To fit in the submarine?
Matt, do you agree that the Coast Guard boot camp is the second toughest boot camp?
So, I can't see how it is. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie. I don't see how it could be the second toughest. You know, I heard you guys talking about the timeout cards and whatnot. Those were around years and years and years ago in a couple of the armed services. I don't think anybody has those anymore.
Yeah.
But,
I think more than ever now that they have them.
Hmm.
What's that?
Yeah, it would be more world. Likely we'd have them now in the snowflake society.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, you'd think. You know, the Navy hasn't had those since probably 98, 99.
How long is it for about a year. How long is the Navy boot camp?
It's 8 weeks.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. I'd say they're probably comparable. You know?
Okay, you don't think it's tougher? You don't think Coast Guard's tougher?
No, I don't. I have a feeling it's probably not. They're probably fairly comparable. You know, I think with the Coast Guard, it's boot camp's out in Petaluma, right? Is that correct?
No, it's Cape May, New Jersey.
It's where?
Cape May, New Jersey.
That alone's tough.
Just in Jersey alone.
New Jersey, come on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gotta be tough.
Exactly. Forget about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We used to have two boot camps back in the day, but you know, with all the downsizing of the service and it just wasn't cost efficient, so they just moved it to Cape May, New Jersey, and made it one location.
They made tough decisions.
Yeah. Hey, Matt, thanks for calling.
Yeah, see you guys.
And thank you for your service.
Yes, man, thank you.
Thank you.
Let me just play a little clip from this boot camp.
Male
Coast Guard
recruits have 14 minutes to finish the run. Female recruits have 17 minutes. Not every recruit passes on their first try, but they do get another chance.
That's good.
So they get retested on Friday. Yep. When they get to boot camp, they get PT test. If they fail that PT test, they get retested on Monday. And if they fail on Monday, they go home on Friday.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, if they fail on Monday, they go home on Friday. They don't get a third chance.
Two strikes.
I thought you said there was no chance Pam was going to fail out.
There is not. She's going to be just fine with PT. She meets and exceeds her age requirements. And she
blows those apart.
Oh, she blows those requirements apart.
Right, those
and
requirements.
She meets the teenage requirement, so, you know, obviously. She blows her out of the water.
Kill it on Friday, Pam.
I have to.
I was doing it on Monday.
5 minutes to finish this test. Most of you should finish in less than 3 minutes.
All Coast Guard recruits have to pass a three-part swimming test.
Go ahead, step to the edge.
First, jumping into the pool from a 6-foot platform.
Step off.
That doesn't seem hard.
And, it is for me.
Right, and that's one of the things that a lot of people are afraid of, the swim test in the Coast Guard.
Yeah.
Just so you guys know, there has not been a single person that failed boot camp because of a swim test.
Wow. Okay.
If you do fail the swim test on your initial
exam,
what they do is a remedial swimming, and they will teach you how to swim.
I could use that.
Well, she was a lifeguard before, so she knew how to swim.
You were on a swim team, weren't you?
Yeah. I was, yeah.
That'd be fine. Yeah.
What about AJ, though?
You would not make it.
I'm not going for the Coast Guard. I'm not even going to be a parking lot guard. Yeah. I'm not even freaking right guard.
He wouldn't even be a mall guard.
Exactly, right. I'm the people you have to guard against.
Not really. Yeah.
Hey, come on. Watch your car.
So the recruits, if someone's listening now and they're thinking about the Coast Guard, what do?
Call them, go on the GoCoastGuardWebsite.com. And look up some of the jobs that you might be interested in. Call our office or any office that you live in the area.
I wouldn't mind being a cook. I think that would be a good job.
So, Cook, bring up a good point. We have a couple jobs that are critical jobs right now, and we offer bonuses. So, like, if anybody's interested in being a chef in the Coast Guard, we offer anywhere between $20,000 to $40,000 signing bonus.
A lot of seafood.
What?
Nice. Isn't that crazy?
Look at that. See, Pam.
So, even a high school student coming out of a technical school in the culinary, is
they'll be like, 911, what's your emergency? There's a Coast Guard ship on fire.
Right.
It's coming from the kitchen area.
I left the fries on too long. I left the fries on too long. What smells like fish in the microwave?
There's a $20,000 to $40,000
bonus. So anybody that want to just join the Coast Guard, then do culinary specialist jobs, it's $20,000. Anybody that has technical experience in it, so like high school students in culinary, like technical high schools, qualify for $30,000, and anybody that has a associate's degree in culinary or hotel management can qualify for a $40,000 signing.
Do you get that all at once, or they spread it out?
No, all at once.
Man.
Wow.
Man.
All at once, and all you have to do is 4 years of service, and that money is all yours.
Can you talk to our management?
That's it.
Pam's got $20,000 for
her OS. That's an extra $10,000 a year. Mm-hmm. Dude, nice. On that.
Beautiful.
Yep. Pam's got $20,000 for her school that she's going to.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You got a $20,000 deal?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have it yet, but I guess I get it when I graduate.
That's awesome.
Yeah, when you graduate technical school, you get that money.
Yeah. Once she gets out of boot camp, her life will be a lot better, right?
It will be.
Yeah, it'll settle down.
Once she heals. It'll be a whole different job.
Yeah.
So in her situation, she's actually, when she graduates boot camp, she's going to go straight to the technical school in Petaluma, California. So she's going to be in school for some time, and then after school, she's going to be assigned to one of the Coast Guard units to do her job.
That's awesome.
Wow,
so it's just 8 weeks, Pam. You'll get
there. Yeah. Just 8 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm just nervous because I'm really good at getting lost, and I feel like I need to help those people getting lost. So I hope they can teach me.
Hey, I completely understand your situation. I once lost my car in Hartford.
Let me tell you what happened, but it's not my fault.
And there's other programs out there that we're looking for people, reservists for those individuals that are older. Between that.
What's the age?
So 40 is the cutoff for the reservist.
Yeah.
So if there's anybody out there that want a second job or a 1 week in a month gig and you're under 40 and you want to have extra you know, income or the cheaper benefits that, you know, military can provide you, you know, reach out to us. I mean, we're looking for reservists.
I want the pre-service.
Yeah, exactly.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.